Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Kim Bolt is an infection preventionist at Pella Regional Health Center, and she joins us on today's program to talk about the importance of face coverings in slowing the spread of COVID-19. And Kim, we are here today to talk about face coverings. All of us in the room are wearing it. This is the first interview I've done with a face covering on. We've heard a lot about face masks. It's become, in some cases, a political issue. Why is it important to be wearing a face covering during this time?
It's mainly to protect other people around us. So the droplets that are coming out of my mouth as I speak are landing in my mask. So I'm protecting you from taking those droplets in if I could be infected.
The reason why it seems like it's so important is that this virus works a little bit differently than others in that, you know, I think a lot of people say, well, why should I wear a mask? I'm not coughing. I'm not doing those other things. The word asymptomatic has been thrown around a lot, and that's a big key, it seems like, as to why we have to have these.
Correct. A high percentage of people who have the virus, who are positive with the virus, are asymptomatic, which means they do not have the cough or the diarrhea or the fever, but they are still positive. And the other thing that's important too is that you start to shed that virus about 2 days, they're saying, before you even become symptomatic or before you even know that you're contagious or have the virus.
So when should I be wearing my face covering? What is the most important places for me to do so?
The most important times to wear your face mask are anytime you're out in the public, anytime you're going to be around people, and especially where social distancing is not going to be an option, especially anytime you're going to be around people, just wear your mask. And the other important thing is not just wearing your mask, but social distancing and hand hygiene.
There's a lot of outdoor events here in Pella over the summer. We had the 4th of July, Thursdays in Pella, baseball and softball, and we're going to have plenty coming up through this fall with football and volleyball and so on. You know, think about those crowds and those people. Why is it especially important in those cases to be wearing a mask and to be maintaining 6 feet of distance?
Again, because you're protecting other people. Like we said, we don't know who has the virus, who doesn't have the virus. So we want to protect other people, but we're protecting ourselves as well. And if we can't social distance in a lot of those sports, you're not going to be able to, or a lot of those activities, people are going to be standing next to you and you don't know who's infected and who's not.
The other question I think a lot of people have is, well, should I be wearing one? Let's say, I know there's people who've said medical concerns, or they have kids who really can't handle maybe playing with those. Who are the groups that should be at least considering, especially enhancing their distancing, I guess, especially if they can't wear a mask?
The people who should not wear a mask are any children under the age of 2, anyone who has trouble or difficulty breathing, and then anyone who is unconscious, incapacitated, or otherwise is unable to remove the mask on their own. Those are really the only people who should not wear a mask. Some people think anxiety, and you know, I suppose if people have anxiety, it could worsen their anxiety, and hopefully that's something they can get past. It's also not known to cause increased CO2, or people think that it's going to make them lightheaded, things like that. It's not truly known to have that big of an effect.
The other big key is to wear it right. I was at the store the other day. The amount of people who had it, their nose exposed, that were wearing it down and were pulling it up when they get up to people. Why is it important just to wear it from nose to chin at all times, especially when you're around people? And I'm guessing the other things that they should be thinking about to properly wear one and get that protection.
Because the areas that we're trying to protect are our nose and our mouth, and those mucous membranes in our nose and in our mouth. And those are like my nose and my mouth right now as I'm speaking, droplets are coming out, but my mask is stopping that from getting to you.
Any other considerations we should be thinking about to help continue to slow the spread? Because I think, you know, we're at this interesting time. We had the business shut down back in March all the way until about the end of May and schools closing. But at this point, everything is pretty much open. All the schools are open. And as I said, we have activities. What are, again, the key takeaways when we think about face coverings and just overall trying to prevent the spread of COVID-19?
I can't express enough the importance of wearing masks. It's one of those, there's scientific evidence behind wearing a mask. Just like saying you don't believe in wearing a mask is like saying you don't believe in gravity. So I can't express the importance of that. And also the social distancing. But if you can, have your activities outside, because the outside air is helping disperse those droplets versus being inside. So have your activities outside. and try to avoid large crowds if at all possible. I know it's not fun for any of us. This too shall pass. And good hand hygiene.
Well, and the reason why we want to keep the case load low is we still, as of this interview, haven't had a fatality in Marion County. But for your colleagues here at Pella Regional and down at Knoxville Hospital and so on, we can't be overwhelming them with the disease that there's not a lot of options to fight. I'm guessing that's kind of the overall message of why all these prevention measures continue to be talked about months and months after the first case here in Iowa.
That's right. We're slowing the spread. That doesn't mean that not everybody's going to get it. I don't know. We're just trying to slow the spread because we cannot hear healthcare facilities. We can't have a surge. We can't. We don't have the equipment or the staff to care for those people. And then if those people start coming in and all of our staff become sick, if we aren't healthy, we can't protect our patients. And that's our number one goal.
And my last question for you is that we're still talking here in August. I think another question I've heard a lot and a lot of concern about is flu season's coming around again, too. And I know we've talked with your predecessor in the position about that before. The flu vaccine's going to be starting to become widely available on top of the typical flu symptoms and all those other things, which obviously a lot of them mirror the coronavirus and COVID-19. What are the things we should be thinking about and preparing for now ahead of the flu season, which really starts to ramp up here in Iowa around November?
Get the flu vaccine, number one. Again, it is going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult for healthcare personnel to differentiate between the two as well because, like you said, they do mirror. The symptoms are very similar. So we're going to be testing, probably having to be doing the COVID test and the influenza test at the same time, depending on supplies. It's going to be difficult. And the same goes for influenza. Studies show that the mask and hand hygiene especially is important for preventing the spread of influenza as well.
Once again, that was Kim Bolt, the infection preventionist at Pella Regional Health Center. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.